The permit for expansion of Sunflower Electric's generating facility near Holcomb was granted by acting KDHE Secretary John Mitchell in December of 2010, just 2 weeks before new EPA rules would have kicked in requiring the plant to meet new standards for greenhouse gas emissions. The Sierra Club filed suit, claiming the permit does not meet the requirements of the Federal Clean Air Act. Earth Justice Attorney Amanda Gooden will argue the case on behalf of the Sierra Club.
This permit simply doesn't protect the people of Kansas. It doesn't protect public health. It's got emission limits that are just too weak, and as a result of that, people are going to be sicker than they would be otherwise and sicker than they need to be. That's a real problem under the Clean Air Act.
Gooden says the permit places limits on the 30-day average levels of emissions from the plant, but not on the one-hour releases as required by federal law. She says those short-term spikes in pollution are a major cause of respiratory problems for people downwind from the emissions. Efforts to reach the state's attorneys for their arguments were not successful. I'm Brian Thompson.